Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, March 12, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. You can get your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success, now available at abookin90days.com. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Make Peace with Your Past So You Don't Mess Up Your Present, with my guest, Marcia Kasser Friedman, author and teacher. Welcome to all of you, my listeners, first, though, because I appreciate your taking time out to listen to the show. Whether you're listening over on the phone lines or perhaps you're on the website, some of you are in the chat room, I see, or some of you are listening to the show after the fact from the archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. One of the best ways to keep up is to click that follow button, and then each week you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email of each upcoming episode. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We've talked about many topics on this show because they all contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Make Peace with Your Past So You Don't Mess Up Your Present, with my guest, Marcia Kasser Friedman, a teacher and author with passionate interest in sociology and psychology, which ultimately led her to guiding people to follow their bliss. Her motivational writings reveal years of living in the real world and being willing to share personal life experiences on topics which are relevant and helpful to readers. She conducted adult training programs in English as a second language, created and led feeling workshops, behavior modification classes, and was a trainer in many different industries. After a new awareness of how her life was always filled with various writing opportunities, Marcia's interests naturally flowed into a new encore career as a published author. She wrote articles for a local newspaper and an educational newsletter, plus teaching manuals and curriculum guides. This sounds a lot like my life story here. Added compilation of her poetry, a short story, plus creating countless business letters and easy-to-use business forms. She has had a busy life in her encore career. Life changes provided opportunities for Marcia to follow her passion, to use past experiences to write in order to help others find their bliss. Much is written about the health of an aging population. Finding information about emotional, mental, and social changes of aging is now available by reading the meaningful, well-researched, and thought-out writings by Marcia. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Marcia Kasser Friedman. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Flora. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming by, and I appreciate your book and your take on one thing that we cannot avoid. I don't think any of us can avoid aging.
unless, I don't think so.
Well, unless we die young. I used to tell my junior high kids that the only way you can avoid getting old is to die young. So we don't want to do that. But we want to age beautifully. So let's jump in and tell us, how were you inspired to write your book, Aging is a Full-Time Job, and what motivates you to continue to write?
I would say there are probably about five basic motivators. And first was my writing background. As you mentioned, there were so many different things that I've done in the past with curriculum manuals and newsletters and letters to the editor, but I never took myself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that a writer is one who writes, and an author is one who publishes.
Yes.
Well, writing for the public was not on my radar screen. There was no way that I was going to write things down, especially personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the doom of job downsizing. I couldn't find a way to make peace with that shock of hearing, I have to let you go.
Mm.
I sat at the computer, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And I sent out some of my writings to my family and friends, and they're the ones who encouraged me to publish.
Hmm.
So I went through all the research, couldn't find a mentor, but did it all on my own and came up with Aging as a Full-Time Job.
Mm-hmm.
And what followed is my current addiction to writing. I had so much to write, to research, and write some more that I published Aging as a Journey of Changes.
Hmm.
Then second, I'm motivated now to continue to write, to set my books apart from other books. I tried to find books on, well, what's going to happen to me now? I'm getting gray hair. I'm getting older, and I'm reading all these things about the physical body.
Yes.
Nothing about my thinking. I've never been a physical person. What about my thinking? What about my living in society? Well, at this point, I just have to write. And I do encourage others to write for themselves, even if it's in a journal or a diary. Everyone can write. There aren't any gender, age, experience, or physical requirements. Use a pen, paper and pen, a typewriter, a computer, a tape recorder. There are ways to write. Third, I've been motivated by unexpected requests for e-booklets.
Unexpected requests? I'm sorry, I missed the ending of that.
For e-booklets.
Oh, okay.
Something that I could send out over the internet. I received an email from a group that works with parents of victims of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that if these parents could sit in the waiting room and they could write what was going on, how they were feeling, that they would heal. But they didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote an e-booklet for them. And,
wow.
And I don't know if the word spread, but then another organization called and asked if I could write an e-booklet for the victims who were sitting at the hospital room, not knowing what was going to happen to them. So that's where my interest even became more piqued in helping others to write, to express their feelings. And then, of all places, I got a request from a library in Poland, a free library, to send them a variety of self-help writings for their library, which, of course, I dug in and I did the research. I did it.
Sure.
So where am I? Fourth, I'm motivated to write as a way to keep my brain going, to exercise, to keep up with the times. I've never been a game player, even though I lead with my mind and not with my physical body. But Scrabble is the only game I really enjoyed. Now there's the computer Words with Friends games.
Yes.
So I can get in there and do that. I have a friend who's really serious about it. Actually, it's my cousin. And she really wants to play to win. It's good to win, but I like the fun of it. I like just to enjoy it, just to have a good time, to keep my brain going. There are a lot of exercises out there that remember things and then give them back. Well, this is my way.
Yes.
And these games had me thinking about my life. I was motivated to write about the past compared to today's life strategies. I have not changed. I still want to make life easier, happier, and more productive for myself and others. And that made me wonder how changes work in others' lives. Listeners, write in your private journal if you've changed or if you still use the same strategic planning, or play for the fun of the challenges like my example of Scrabble. And finally, I feel motivated when I receive feedback from people who appreciate being encouraged to a better life. I feel motivated. That's encouragement for me to write even more.
That is wonderful. Well, it sounds like you you had a problem or you were searching for a solution and you went after it aggressively and found answers to it. I think one of the things people need to realize about writing is that many of us began with a question or began with a quest. Mm-hmm. And when we couldn't find exactly what we were looking for, we researched it and wrote it ourselves, didn't we?
Well, you and I did.
Yes.
I hope other people will.
And this is something that other people can do and should do, because they say there's a book, at least one book inside of all of us.
Yes.
So I think we can all do it. And so I have another question, and I don't know, can you turn your volume up a little bit? So I think you have such a sweet voice. So speak a little louder so we can be sure to hear this. Is there an overall message in your writings that you want readers to appreciate? You know, some key points that you cover. You kind of alluded to them already by sharing your journey and your motivations. But in your book, what can we expect to find? What's the overall message and some of the points?
Well, actually, there are several messages. I think I call them the top dozen messages. I've always been a collector of mottos and quotes and wise sayings, and I cut them out, and at one point I put them in a scrapbook. And I use them often in my motivational writings. One of them is the title of the e-booklet, which I offer for free. It's called Learning Never Ends. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I had the opportunity to take an elevator ride to the top floor where they were giving tours. Mm-hmm. At that point, and I don't know if there's any change today, but at that point that top floor was not finished. It looked like a wrecking crew had been in there, and they never intended to finish it as a symbol of learning never ends.
Hmm.
So I think by writing, by observing life, by how can you write about a tree if you've never seen a tree?
Hmm.
I think it's important to keep learning, keep your mind going.
Okay.
Another message is my favorite from Nike, just do it. If you think you can't do it, just do it. If you think you can do it, then do it. And I use just do it quite often.
Yes.
A third one would be the best you can be. Use your wisdom to help others. Give gratitude for all you can do and appreciate all of life's lessons you have learned so far. Just be the best you can be. Can anybody possibly expect any more?
Nope.
And then my famous saying, make peace with your past so you don't mess up the present. Now, that's a biggie. If we stay stuck in the past, we'll never be able to move on. I think the Silver Sages, the seniors, do that a lot. They stay in the past. And we can't go into the future. We don't know what the future is going to be. Let's stay in the present. A fifth message would be, we all attend the School of Hard Knocks. We gain wisdom, maturity, and understanding from those experiences. We've all gone through problems. Apply those insights to aging instead of concentrating and accepting negative comments. It really bothers me when I'm someplace and people will say, come on, youngster, I'll help you. Or there's an elder or a gray-haired lady or an old goat. Or they'll say to a man in a wheelchair, come on, young man, I'll help you. I know it's easy to talk about ignoring them, and it's difficult to do, but keep practicing. Say I'm a silver sage, and smile and walk away. Excuse me. And what's that old song? Accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative.
That's right.
Express gratitude daily, and that really does take the stings out of the negativity. I am grateful for. And finally would be accept the reality. You have more control over your aging mind than you think possible. Ask for help. So many times I have struggled and struggled and struggled, and I still do. And once I ask for help, it's amazing. The recipient of the question is so flattered that I asked. So don't be afraid to ask. As far as the future is concerned, we can't be young again, at least not during this lifetime.
Nope.
Maybe next time. Never give up hope.
Well, even if we were, I've forgotten who said it, but some famous person said that youth is wasted on the young.
Yes.
It's in a song, I think, too. Yeah, that even if we were, I don't know that we fully appreciated our youth when we had it. We were all, seems like we were all rushing to get older. You know, you ask a little kid how old are you, and they always tell you the next year up.
Right.
And
or if only
yeah.
I was 16 and I could drive.
Right, right. And yet at some point we look up and, yes, we have rushed right through those years, and here we are. Who are the Silver Sages? Describe that term. What group you put in that category?
Oh, the Silver Sages are my people. They're seniors with silver hair who are wise people. Now, maybe you don't know they have silver hair. Maybe they've covered it.
That's right.
But they're approximately age 50 to 100.
Okay.
And we all develop and mature at a different rate of speed depending upon the circumstances dealt us and how we deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Never buy into those stereotypes that seniors are unwilling to change.
Mm-hmm.
In our fast technological world, it's difficult to change, but it mm-hmm. is absolutely necessary. Without change, we won't have progress.
Mm-hmm.
No two people are alike. Even twins are different.
Yes.
But don't lump all seniors into one category.
Okay.
Individual differences show two people can be similar, but no two people are exactly alike. And I like the quote that says, you are one of a kind, like unique fingerprints. Be the mm-hmm. best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned probably a couple of times my e-booklet, Learning Never Ends.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners can go to my website, which is www.silversages.com, and click on the contact link and request the free e-booklet, Learning Never Ends. And I'll give that information again later while
okay.
we're talking.
Yeah.
But that's
okay.
the way to contact me and get the free e-booklet.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it right now, too. The website is www.silversages, and sages is spelled S-A-G-E-S, .com. And when you get there, look for the contact link, click on it, and then request the free ebook. That's wonderful, because being able to find a starting point for this, for those of us who haven't gotten started on this concept, it's great that you're giving us a starting point. Now, with your writing, it seems that your writing is an important component of your aging, your attitude, your work with other people. So what do you find challenging about the writing?
Oh, my. Everything is challenging. I have such an input of ideas all the time,
mm-hmm.
even when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a notepad and a pen nearby. And when I wake up, I have an idea. I have a solution to a problem. And I don't even bother putting my glasses on. I just write down whatever it is and hope the next day I can read what I wrote. And it's so challenging to get all of this creativity and what am I going to do with it? I'm going to help other people. That's
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm all about. The hardest part is keeping up with
technology
times.
Mm-hmm.
I love computers. I adapted to them as soon as they became public.
Mm-hmm.
There are some days I love my computer, and other days I want to smash it against a brick wall. When it
that sounds like normal. I think everybody feels that way.
But I'm addicted to writing. My computer went down for a couple of days, and I thought my world was coming to an end. I have to write.
Mm-hmm.
A writer is creative, and that's the challenge that I really enjoy. The
mm-hmm.
business aspect of websites, social media, marketing, they're the real challenges.
Yes.
But not
yes.
the writing part. That for me, yes, it's a challenge to do the writing and the research, but the real challenge is the marketing. Of course, my friend Google helps. I'm always asking questions.
Yes, we have Google and a number of other free tools, actually, that are online. But I want to commend you for having the one problem, not having this one problem that many aspiring writers say they have, and that is coming up with ideas. You have a flood of ideas, and finding the way to get them written or recorded is the easy part. The flood of ideas is important, and you hit on something that a lot of people need to keep in mind, and that is to keep a notebook or recorder or something near you even when you go to bed, because
right.
you are going to get ideas when you quiet your mind. and ideas are going to pop in, and you need to be able to capture them because you will not remember. There's sometimes you get some real gems, but if you haven't captured them, you will not remember them the next day, and that's too bad. It's really awful when an idea comes by and you lose it. So that's, I'm glad you shared that. Now, what have you learned from your own motivational writing? You know, they say that we teach what we need to learn.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I suspect that we write what we need to learn as well.
That's true. That's really true. One of the, I don't know why it was such a surprise to me, but I learned that I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not teaching in the public schools or in the business arena, I shine when I can teach, when I can help others.
Mm-hmm.
I learn more by helping others than any other way. When
yep.
I teach a class or give a talk or write a booklet, I learn so much about the subject and about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just learning. I've learned so many things about the way I was and the way I am. And of course, the goals of who I want to be. For me, learning never ends.
Mm-hmm.
That was an idea that I subscribed to in college. And I live it, and I eat it, and I breathe it. There's
mm-hmm.
so much to learn from universal consciousness.
Yes.
Not being a physical person, a physically active person, then the mental part took over.
Mm-hmm.
And as strange as it sounds, I learned to take better care of myself.
Yes.
I recognize I rest when I'm tired.
Yes.
And I write. Well, I always write, and I'm always rewriting. Mottos that really struck me when I read it was, just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, she became a butterfly.
That's right. That's right. And I think that happens to many of us. We blossom in our so-called silver sage stage into the butterfly because, unfortunately, many of us spend our younger years as parents, perhaps, raising children, running in and out of our careers, and sometimes have not made the time to do whatever it is that we really want to do or to reflect on what it is. And I think to do what you're doing, and that is to write about it, is a tremendous thing. But the learning never ends. That you cannot overemphasize that because since I've retired, I've encountered people who've also retired. And when I ask them, how are you enjoying your time? A lot of them say, I am so bored. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I can't figure out what in the world they mean by that because the learning that's available, of course, is made so much easier these days with the computer and with your friend Google
mm-hmm.
and our friend YouTube, that there's no shortage of information to learn, so surely somewhere in all that information must be something that would interest every single person. And if we were pursuing learning something, whatever it is, I think that it would make such a difference in our lives. We surely wouldn't have a boring retirement, that's for sure.
It's sometimes hard to find the stride, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I was so shocked that I had worked my whole life, and now I was downsized.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2009 when the economy was in trouble. And
mm-hmm.
I have gray hair. Who's going to hire me when nobody's hiring anybody? So
mm-hmm.
sometimes it takes a little, and writing helps to find the direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the writing does. And, you know, a lot of people don't think they're writers. And I think the concept of journaling is maybe easier for people to think about. Especially don't think about becoming a published author at first.
Right.
Think about sharing your ideas with yourself. Nobody else is going to read them initially. And the author part can come later. I think if you try to think about sitting down to write a book at first, it's too scary for some people. So think of it as a part of your activities, your learning about yourself, your reflecting, that kind of thing. What are the most important things a writer must know in order to use their writing in the way we're describing here?
Well, and going along with what you just said, a writer writes, all right, that's a simple dictionary definition of it, but you must write for yourself.
Yes.
And whether you call it a diary or a journal or whatever it is, whatever the writing is, do it for yourself. If it turns into a publication like I did, okay, that's the business end. That's a whole different end. But writing for yourself, writing really, really is healing. There are no requirements. If you want to write, you write. It's not gender or age specific. The only background of experience I think is necessary is to have lived, to be aware. I think the two top traits of successful writers is the desire and the self-awareness. And first the desire, if you want to write, then write. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary to be boxed in a corner. You don't have to have a specific genre and say, oh, I'm stuck there, that's what I have to write.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets stuck when they write. Mm-hmm. Take a break, go outside, observe the trees, check the color of the walls in your local malls, listen to children laughing and playing, take a vacation, whatever. You don't have to be sitting there and writing because you decided from 9:30 to 10 you're going to write.
Mm-hmm.
It comes better if it just comes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the desire, it will be there. And the self-awareness, I believe that anyone who wants to write should write their autobiography.
Okay.
How well do you know yourself? If you don't know yourself, how can you write about others and for others?
Mm-hmm.
In one of my writing groups, a woman was lamenting about a story she wrote 5 years ago. And she was blocked. She couldn't get back into it. And as she talked, we heard the story was originally written when there were illnesses and several family deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 5 years later, the woman is married and has a daughter. So the goth story with dark costumes and dark characters were upsetting her.
Mm.
She learned to learn about herself. She wrote in a private journal until she was ready to start writing fiction in a new genre with new colors and a more positive time of her life. So just because you start on a project doesn't mean you have to continue on it if it's not working.
Nope. You can change whenever you like.
Whenever.
What are your current projects?
That's one of the nice things about being your own boss.
Yes, that's the truth. What are your current projects, Marcia?
I am a program and publicity chairperson for a local writing group, and we're bringing in people to help writers to write. And I'm leading writers, helping writers discussions. And I'm applying now to teach local how to write classes.
Okay. What city and state are you in?
I'm in Thousand Oaks, California.
Oh, Thousand Oaks. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, my website. I try to do my best to keep that update. And if anybody writes to me through the website that they want a booklet on a particular subject that I can help, I'll help.
Tell us your website again.
It's www.silversages.com.
Okay.
Click on the contact link and request. Well, in this case, learning never ends.
And
learn
the title
something new every day.
And the title of your book is Aging is a Full-Time Job, and that's available over on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other major booksellers, correct?
Right, and the other book, Aging is a Journey of Changes. They're both available.
Okay. So, listeners, please go and take a look at www.silversages.com. I assure you that if you're not a silver sage just yet, you will be, and you surely know some around you. It is said that the largest growing population or demographic on Facebook is the 55-plus group.
Yes.
So, and I suspect that's true across the Internet. A lot of people are surprised to discover that a lot of us silver sages are very active on the Internet because, of course, that's where our grandchildren are and our children, and that's where those of us who like to write and explore discover that there's a world of information for us. So I'm going to thank you, Marcia, for being my guest today. Thank you so much.
And thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, me too. I want to urge all of you listeners to come back next week and tune in for another exciting show. Today's show was brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. Next Monday, March 19th, 2012, I'll be here. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing I ask you to do every week, and that is to have a blessed week and to remember to color your life happy.